It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. NYPD data show that young people 15 to 17 are stopped by police at a higher rate than any other age group. Once stopped, children are frisked, arrested, and assaulted by officers at the same rates as adults. Now, activists are training young people on how to stay safe during these encounters with the police. WNYC's Matt Katz reports.
I gave y'all some homework last time. Y'all remember?
Craig Lewis, an organizer with the Legal Aid Society, is running a weekly Know Your Rights workshop for young people at risk of being incarcerated or victimized by gun violence. We're in Mott Haven, which has a higher serious crime rate compared to the rest of the Bronx, and before class today starts, he tells me he and his partners at the anti-violence group Guns Down, Life Up will teach the teenagers the six R's.
Don't run. Don't resist. Rights to attorney, refuse all searches, refuse food, and the right to remain silent. We're here to enlighten them and teach them the right way to move in New York City, because like one false move, end up in jail or even worse.
In the classroom, Lewis pulls up YouTube to show the teenagers a video of a police interaction 1,000 miles away in Iowa, where a white officer stops and eventually arrests a black man based on reports of a suspicious person. In reality, the man was just handing out flyers.
Stop.
Tell me what laws I broke.
I told you to stop.
I don't have to stop.
Yes.
You know I don't.
The message from the leaders of the workshop? Aggressive policing is not just an NYPD issue. And so then the kids, one after the next, begin describing their experiences about cops not turning on their body-worn cameras, or stopping them for no reason, or roughing them up. Daniel Calderon says he and his friends were once swarmed by NYPD officers after being accused, falsely, of stealing a moped.
They put us in handcuffs, they didn't read us no rights. No cameras on.
Yo, the NYPD didn't respond to multiple requests to talk to me for this story. But Alfred Titus, a retired NYPD homicide detective with a doctorate in criminal justice, told me that he thinks the NYPD should be doing its own version of Know Your Rights workshops.
In these minority communities, the police are one of the biggest concerns for young people. Even young people that are not involved in any criminal activity, just regular African-American, Hispanic males and females and their parents.
He agrees with the work Legal Aid is doing, teaching young people about how to safely deal with police. He says NYPD officers do get training on how to interact with young people and on how to deal with cultural issues related to different communities. But
there are officers that are too aggressive. There are officers that do not know how to take a step back and just calm down the situation.
That's always happened, he says, but the difference now is we see it more through cell phone videos that quickly go viral and get on the news. Titus actually runs his own workshops on how to have positive interactions with police, in part by understanding the perspectives of police officers, who often have their own fears.
When an officer's walking up to a dark-tinted vehicle and it's night and he can't see who's in the back seat, and your music is blasting, and maybe there's smoke, this officer is now thinking, okay, this may be my last hurrah right here. There may be someone that's going to take me out.
As the NYPD steps up its presence on the subways, and as enforcement of lower-level offenses increases, it's inevitable that officers will interact more with young people. And so at the Know Your Rights workshops in the Bronx, Lewis tells the kids that the responsibility for de-escalating police interactions is on them. And if they keep it cool, they can preserve their right to sue the police if officers engage in misconduct.
Like, that is the way to get back at these people for doing what they do to us, because we cannot physically harm them. And we tried to defund them. It didn't work.
Yeah, I gotta make a face, yeah. I gotta make it right, yeah. Mama say you gotta live right.
At the end of the class, the teenagers are asked to come to the front of the room to show a talent. That's Kanye Farris and Stone, rapping. The point was to practice public speaking and being in front of a group so they could take what they learned in this class and share it with other people in their community.
But we trying to get y'all, like, in the spirit of speaking. And if you speak in here, eventually you'll be speaking in front of more people.
Lewis never imagined doing this kind of work. But right before he finished college, he was arrested for alleged gang involvement. He ended up pleading to a marijuana charge he wasn't guilty of, he says, just to get out of jail. He had plans to become a lawyer, but they were derailed. He still may try to go to law school down the road, but for now, this right here, he says, is his calling. Matt Katz, WNYC News.